Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
The subject of today's podcast is, why do I always attract mates who are bad for me? The most important thing one can know about building a healthy primary relationship is to realize that the person that is called in is there to help you grow. Usually, that person will be a conduit to helping you to see aspects of your own personality that could use a bit of improvement. With this in mind, some areas of discomfort and irritation are going to be a natural part of any deep relationship. However, there is a difference between helping each other to grow and creating emotional and physical harm inside the relationship. There are some fairly common reasons why people would choose the wrong mate. Here's a list of the 10 most common reasons that I have seen in my practice, and some things to think about to improve your circumstances going forward. 1. You come from a family where you never felt you belonged. There's a deep desire to have a relationship where you feel loved and understood. The only problem with this is that many times a person in this circumstance is going to take any relationship to get any attention at all, because this is something that is a need that needs to be fulfilled. Unfortunately, many times you may find yourself with someone who shows up loving and caring, only to find out that this person has many of the same traits as your mother or father. A mother or father that you don't get along with. You are repeating the cycle you wanted to get rid of. In so doing, you called someone to you that felt comfortable, given your family background. You realize that you're unhappy in the relationship. But what can you do about it now? Well, it would be great if you'd be honest with yourself about what you did in making the choice you did. Next, assess if the relationship is healthy enough to work through the problems you're having. If you feel the relationship is not healthy for you, get some professional help to help you to feel better about yourself so you can attract someone who is a healthier partner for you and where you feel loved and respected. 2. The desire to have a family is very strong, and the biological clock is ticking. Therefore, you chose the first person with whom you felt you could achieve this goal. Having a baby is the worst thing a couple can do if the relationship between the couple isn't based on a strong, loving bond. If one of the partners is even a little ambivalent about having a child, resentment may be on the horizon. The partner who wanted the child will find their partner unengaged in helping in the rearing of the child, and then wonder why. By all means, never predicate a marriage solely on the desire to have a child. It will explode in your face, and the one who will be most damaged will be the child that was not wanted by the parent who had that decision made against his or her wishes. 3. You're a person who has a deep need to be needed, and in so doing, you attract people who are needy. You're going to be this person's savior. The only problem with this is that once that person becomes a bit more independent, all of a sudden, you no longer feel needed. Or, if the neediness gets to be more profound, you may find yourself in a situation where you resent that person's dependence on you. One needs to be in a relationship because one is wanted for who and what they are, not because they have a hole in their soul that they feel another can fill for themselves. If you have some part of you that has a need to be filled, best to figure out what that need is to be needed is all about. In most cases, it's a lack of self-esteem where you are emotionally entrapping another into your need to control the situation. Best learn how to feel more secure in yourself so that you can have an interdependent relationship with someone who's able to give as well as you do. 4. You attract alcoholics or drug addicts and don't know why. This is a case when you don't feel you deserve anything better than this sort of person. One needs to build up their self-esteem and self-respect to the degree that alcoholics and drug addicts wouldn't even make it into your world. Also, stop hanging out in places where these people would be. 5. You attract people who are overly controlling, distrustful of your relationship with others, and therefore suffocate you. Ask yourself why it is that you feel the need to be saved, regardless of the loss of self that's occurring in this relationship. Again, this situation speaks to one's need to figure out what can be done to feel whole and complete before engaging in a relationship to attract someone who is loving and caring. 6. You married someone because they were good-looking and or had the social status that you wanted for yourself. This is never a good idea because you're lowering your own sense of self-worth by buying into an idea that you are what your partner brings to you. Over a period of time, you will start to feel the superficiality of the relationship, not getting the love or care that you desire. This person being unable to give that to you because it wasn't a part of the criteria you had when you were looking for a mate. 7. You married your best friend, but you were not in love, feeling at the time this would be good enough. Now you're in a situation you realize that you're feeling empty, because that person can't give you what they don't have to give you. Best to leave and allow your mate the chance to find someone who truly loves them, as you're unable to, and allowing you to find someone who you truly love. 8. You yourself have some fairly complex emotional issues, and as such, are attracting people that have emotional issues themselves. It may be that the person is overly emotional, it may be that that person has no boundaries and is always in your business, or it may be that that person has the same sort of issues you do. This is an indicator that you need to deal with your own mental health before attracting someone, because until you do, the likelihood of attracting anyone that's able to give you the love and care you desire and deserve is going to be very slim. 9. You always attract partners who are emotionally unavailable. Ask yourself what is inside yourself that would create this pattern to emerge. Is it that you also are not emotionally available, putting up all sorts of defenses? Or are you a person who is so needy for love, you'll take any crumb of what you think is love? Usually, this is in the form of sexual relations. And then you wonder why it didn't work out. To fix this problem, you need to hold off on the sexual relations and really get to know your partner. Easy sex is not a relationship. It is easy sex, and most unfulfilling if what you're looking for is a real relationship based on a true mutual emotional bond. 10. My partners are always being controlled by their parents and don't seem to take my side in any situation. This is a case of a grown person who hasn't fully self-identified. If you've already tried to get your mate to give your feelings more respect and has fallen on deaf ears, it is because your partner is emotionally too tied up in the parent's lives and either still needing the parental approval or thinking the parent can't cope without them. You will need to make a decision as to whether or not you feel you're able to be second fiddle to the parent. If not, you best leave and find someone who isn't so invested in their need for their parent's approval. In my practice, these are situations that come up over and over again. Most of the time, people just will not pay enough attention to their intuition before getting overly involved with a person who is unable to give them what they most desire, a loving person with a genuine interest in them. This is because they get so caught up in the fantasy in their heads, based maybe on a chemical attraction, or just the desire to be taken care of, or maybe just to be loved. It doesn't matter what the superficial reasons are for the person to continue in a dysfunctional relationship. The end result is the same. Feelings of hurt and loneliness, spending many hours just wondering why it is that things never seem to work out for them in relationships. One last idea for you to contemplate. If you're the sort of person who is unable to entertain yourself, how are you going to be able to add much to another person's life? The truth of the matter is that we need to be comfortable with ourselves, and in so doing, the most perfect mate may be found when you least expect them to show up. There you have it. 10 ways that people attract really bad mates for themselves, and what you can do about it.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.